This is May 28th, 2020, the Thursday evening Healing Codes call. You are welcome, invited, and desired to participate because that's what makes these calls beneficial and rich for everyone, is when we all participate with our questions, our comments, our thoughts. So hit star 2 to raise your hand to ask a question, and I will unmute you and call out the last 4 digits of your phone number that is on the screen. So would anyone have a question to begin with tonight? Star 2 to raise your hand. We welcome you. We're delighted you're here. And we trust everyone is safe, well, and happy, and at peace. Let's get comfortable. Take a deep breath. And as you take this deep breath, feel being soaked in love, covered by peace, and dancing with joy. I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to whatever is causing you the greatest uncomfort or stress in this moment would be found, opened, and healed by filling you with the light, the life, and the love of God. I also pray that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. Both hands bridge position. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. both hands, temples, both hands, Adam's apple, I'm sorry, both hands, temple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Take a deep, gentle, loving breath. And if your eyes are closed, open them. Come back into our meeting. Thank you for participating. And if you have a comment, question, or something you would like to share, please hit star 2, which will raise your hand, and I will unmute you. Star 2 to raise your hand. Thank you, Pat. You're unmuted.
Thanks for taking my call, Linda. I'm in Facebook, and if you could tell me the name of our group, the Healing Code. There are a lot of different Healing Codes group. I'd like to be connected with the official one.
Okay, let me see. Let me see if I can just send you the link I got today that will connect you right to this site. Let's see here. Well, the group would be the Healing Codes group.
Well, there's a lot of Healing Codes groups on Facebook. So I would like the official one that the authorized one, because a lot of people are on there saying the Healing Codes.
Okay. Because I don't use it very much, so.
Well, then it's okay. I'll email Cindy later on, and I'll ask her how to connect, and I'll ask her to send me the links, because I'm not getting them. But thanks. That's fine. At least I'm in Facebook anyway. That was another issue.
Okay.
Thank you so much for the code, because it's interesting with the Healing Codes. I feel like when I do a Healing Code, just now when we did it together, I felt as I was undergoing some kind of surgery. I really felt it. It was, I always know that I'm doing the right thing when I do these codes, that I'm addressing problems. Even if I didn't necessarily have a specific problem tonight, because we segued right into the code, and I didn't really think of an issue, but I said, I left it up to God. I said, where I need it the most. And I was doing the code, and it was just the right thing. It brought me down to the right rhythm, too, because I was starting to accelerate today. I had a little cup of coffee this morning at work, and I was getting a little off rhythm, I think. But then when I did the code, it stabilizes you. So I'm so grateful for this process and for you running the program tonight. So I just wanted to say that.
Well, thank you, and thank you for your participation and your contributions. And I'm trying to send you this link I got today. It's not a link that I'm familiar with, but it. Let's see. All right. Oh, I want to send it to you, not. Okay. All right. Since you're connected and I'm hearing you okay, are you hearing me okay?
Yeah, I'm hearing you.
Okay. I will send this link to you afterwards. Oh,
yeah,
I got you. Here we go. Here we go. Let's see here. Okay. Okay, you'll have to scroll down a little bit, but let's see if this works for you. This is not the one that Thea normally sends out. Maybe I have this is a question from Thea. Okay, that doesn't have the link you would go to. This lady sent in a question. What can I do to change and to better my, what can I do to change and to better my relationships? Okay, that came from Ask a Coach. It came from Vera BK at Yahoo. So I didn't mean to send you that, Pat. That's
okay,
not
I'll
correct.
Delete
I'll
delete that. I'll delete
okay.
that. I got it. Okay, I just deleted that.
Okay. So I will find the one that Thea usually sends out, and I'll send
yeah.
that to you so you'll have it. Okay, honey.
Okay, great.
Thank
later
you.
On. That's fine. Yeah.
Okay. All right, and thank you for sharing. Anything else?
Not for the moment. I may think of something.
Well, I shall be here. Thank you.
Oh.
Is there anyone else that has a question, comment? So we will take that one that Thea sent me. I didn't pay enough attention to that. How can I better my relationships? And by honesty, by truth, by stating in a clear, concise issue what you really, really believe the issue is, and do not become a victim, do not try to be rescued, do not persecute. True communication will always invite an open conversation to be healed in truth, love, and light. And that goes for both parties in a conversation. So for the lady who sent in the question, how can she better her relationships? And taking a deep breath, I would say become truth to yourself. First, look inward. And listen to the voices in your head, the stress in your body, and what you do and the outcomes that you get, and begin to inquire within yourself, how can I be in truth, honoring and loving the person that I desire to have a relationship with? Still hold your power, and your power being love, so that you can be truthful. Your relationships will improve, and those that don't want that type of relationship will depart out of your life. If they don't, I encourage you to invite them to go away. But it is not healthy for you nor them when we enable people to persecute us, to rescue us, and to victimize us. So relationships go both ways, and love, truth, light, honoring. Let those not be words that you hear in your head, but let them resonate in your heart that this is truth, this is love, and this will bring light to our situation. Does anyone else have any comments about how you would add to that question, how to improve relationships? Do you have a relationship that causes you stress? Star 2. Okay, Ms. Pat, you're on the air.
Yeah, quite opposite from having any solutions for the person. I have the same issue. I have relationships that do cause me stress. I'm even reluctant to mention the topic in a way. But lately, I've been home a lot because I was sent home from my job in March, so I was kind of made more available to friends to call me and chat. I never was a person who even enjoyed chatting on the phone, and now I find myself having, well, I answer the call. I don't like to not answer them, so I take the calls. And we don't always agree about certain things, especially what's going on with them in the news now. And then when my friend, sometime the last time we ended our discussion, she said some things which really got my goat. It wasn't directed to me directly, but she knows my viewpoint, and then she put her viewpoint in a kind of sneaky way. and the call ended that way, and it left me feeling like I don't really want to take these calls. So thank goodness I actually was finally sent on an assignment. But then she emailed me when I told her I was on an assignment now, and I would be. And her last email was she wanted to know my complete schedule, which days of the week I'm working, and what time. I couldn't stand it. I hate being pinned down like that. She obviously wants to know when she can call. I need a graceful way to say I need to take a break from these phone calls. I don't know how to do that. I've never known how to address people when there's kind of an issue. Anyway,
May I offer some suggestions?
Oh, please. Please do.
The first thing I would encourage you to do is to breathe. Just take some deep breaths.
Telling you about it. I mean,
and you got your breath was very shallow, and you could tell it was choking you.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
This relationship and
never that much in touch with anyone when I was working because I was working all day, and then. And most weekends, I even didn't get that many calls, which was fine with me, except my family and one close friend. That worked out, my sister and my close friend. And that was basically the only regular contact I would have with people, except an occasional relative I'd call. But now this lady, I mean, she's a good egg. I'm not saying she isn't. It's just that we developed this kind of habit without my really wanting to, where she was calling me every week and maybe a couple times or even three times sometimes if she thought of something she forgot to say. And it was really getting on my nerves because I'm not a phone kind of person, except for unless there's a real reason, like these calls. There's a real purpose to these calls. So I do the call. But generally, I don't like to chat. I don't like to chat. And I certainly don't like to tear others down or say how terrible people are. And the conversations were going that way about, well, what's going on in the news now? And it's not my thing. It's just not my thing. And I don't know how to say that.
Well, you say it just like that. That's very clear. That's not doing anything that is condemning to her. You are saying that this is who you are, and you choose to honor people. You choose, if you've got something to say, you can say it in a destructive and a constructive manner. And if you cannot solve it, you don't have an opinion about it, and you choose not to spend your time doing that.
Mm-hmm.
What you're describing, you are this lady's sounding board for her to victimize and persecute people because of who she is and where she lives her life and her woundedness. And tell her that you are a solution person. If you can do something about the situation, you will do it. If not, you prefer just to remain in peace and pray for these people or meditate for these people, and you choose not to have these conversations.
Yeah. But that means I have to wait for the call to happen and answer it and then hope that I can get the word in edgewise when she starts this.
Would it be bad
to address it on an email?
I think it's best for you to call her. You can email her and tell her you need to call her. You've got something very important you need to speak with her about. And when she answers the phone, you would like the opportunity to speak. You take charge of your life, and you take charge of your relationships in love, and this is very loving. You're going to do it in truth, and that is how you build healthy relationships. It's a beautiful, beautiful example, so thank you. I mean, it covers all the bases that what goes on in relationships.
Well, that means I have to have these conversations, any conversation.
No, you don't, because you're going to end the relationship. You're closing
well,
out the relationship in a nice, loving, kind way, if that's what you desire. If not, again, you take control of what you would like to talk about and say, you know, if you want to have conversations with me, let's talk about things that we can either be happy about or we can do something about.
Yeah.
Or it's choking you, Pat. I encourage you to do this.
That would be an extremely large step for me to be proactive.
Amen. I believe in you. I believe in you. I encourage you. You will get code about your lack of courage to stand up and have relationships that honor you and honor other people.
Yeah.
You can do this, Pat. I have faith in you.
I know. I'm just not. I have to think about it. I'm not promising.
That's right.
You're
code about it. Code about what has you stopped, and just being. All you're going to be is truthful. You're not going to be cruel. Are you willing not to talk?
Am I willing what?
Are you willing not to even talk to this person at all?
Well, that's a funny question you should ask, because there was a period of about, let me see how long it was. It was maybe 20 years or something that I did let her go. And I just kind of let it go. And then I ran into her again after many, many years. And we didn't start calling right away, but then over the years I ran into her more and more. And then finally, with this situation that's going on in the news and me being home, it kind of escalated into these frequent calls. And even if it was nice conversation, to tell you the truth, I'm not a phone person. I'm just not. I would rather listen to something, you know, either a podcast or music or something nice while I do my housework. I just don't feel like chatting with people. I'll figure it out. I'll put what you said into the mix of my consciousness and see where I get with it.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. One of my questions I always ask myself is, what is my payoff?
What is my what?
What is my payoff for staying in this situation?
Payoff.
What do I benefit for having this type of behavior?
I guess there must be one, huh?
There is. Yes, there definitely is.
I'm so not aware of anything positive coming out of these conversations.
Well, I'm not talking about positive. I'm talking about, what is your belief that you believe that you need to stay in what I would call an unhealthy relationship for you? And she possibly is a very nice lady, but the stress that is putting on you to have these conversations with this lady is not healthy for you.
Well, to tell you the truth, Linda, it can't all be her, because this is sort of a theme with people that I talk to. There, I can think of three different people whose conversations I really do not enjoy at all. And I don't call them. Well, one of them I may do, because for various reasons. But I don't call the others, and they ultimately call me, and they talk, and it's just, it's...
The pattern is what you want to look at. And
yeah,
and I certainly believe it's your healing time.
Yeah.
It's your opportunity to heal.
I'm just thinking about it, and I thought of another person. I have at least four people who call, and they do all this complaining about how terrible things are. And it's so...
Wow, you're getting a real key to your life. Yeah. And your relationship.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
So whoever the lady was, she could not have asked a more appropriate question.
I guess I'm not sure how to begin to dissect this on my own behalf and address it.
You seek the truth about what your payoff or how come you would continue and have these patterns of relationships. What in you needs to be set free by truth and healed so you can have very healthy relationships?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I thought of something from my past. I thought of when I was a little kid, I didn't really feel comfortable if people knew I was happy.
That's what I call a very rich gift that you just said.
Yeah.
You are not, there's a belief somewhere, either you do not deserve happiness, or to be happy, or it is not safe for you to be happy.
Yeah.
It costs too much of me for me to be happy.
Yeah, I kind of went with the other team, you know, so they'd think that I was on their team, the complaining team.
Yeah. So and now, wow, I celebrate you being, and I don't like the word control, but you understanding the type of people, the type of relationships that you desire and deserve that bring peace and truth and light into your relationships.
Anyway, I can work on this with the healing code 3 about unhealthy beliefs. I've been working with unhealthy beliefs in a different context anyway, but I can work on it with this too.
Yeah, and just I would also maybe do some journaling about it.
I'll tell you, that's not going to happen. I'm sorry. It's
okay.
Just right now.
No, that's okay.
I
was just suggesting it. I wasn't. You mentioned music or something, but I would encourage you to put some movement in this.
Oh, yeah.
And then you can just sit quietly and observe yourself and just ask the spirit to give you truth.
When you said put music or movement in it, do you mean, I don't understand, I'll be doing the code, and then where does the movement come from other than the code?
Well, I think when we move, I wasn't particularly talking about when you were doing a code. I was just talking about when you were thinking about this and you were desiring to know the truth. You had mentioned, I think, that either you play an instrument or...
I haven't played in a while. I have a violin in the corner over there. And I don't have a keyboard right now, but I have played piano in my time.
Yeah. I believe music and movement helps awaken and move the stuff within us that is stuck.
Yeah. Actually, I could sing. I could sing about it or something.
Yes.
But,
you
yeah.
could even write a song.
Yeah, well, yeah. I don't want to get too fancy. I want to keep it to something I'm actually going to do and not make a project out of it. Otherwise, it's overwhelming.
I was just making suggestions.
Oh, yeah, that's great. No,
because
I know me. I have to keep it simple in the beginning, or it's not going to happen.
Well, these relationships are not simple.
Yeah, yeah.
They are not simple, but they're not complicated either. They will become simple when truth is brought and you receive your value.
Yeah. All right. I better take a couple of notes even now so I don't forget what we said, what you said. So I'm supposed to look at the payoff. I need to look at the payoff and what beliefs I have about it. Do my code for unhealthy beliefs, address what that is, and then maybe do some work with music, maybe a song. That's enough to put down for now.
Let me ask you, when you do the codes, do you say something like unhealthy beliefs, or do you really speak truth about what the unhealthy belief is?
It depends. When I really know that I have an issue, I certainly do spell it out.
Okay.
Yeah, and lately I have been spelling it out. So,
do you find that you get clearer and faster results?
Oh, that's interesting. You should ask that. I never really look for it. I just know that doing the code is a beneficial thing, and I trust that. I don't have an analytical mind.
I would encourage you to observe. When you use something broad like unhealthy beliefs, and when you, my personal experience in that recently, if I may share that, is that okay if I share mine? I've always, my heart's always beat very fast, especially at night. And I was beginning, and because of everything that I've been experiencing health-wise, I noticed, I became very conscious of how I hold my breath over just anything. I would just hold my and so I wasn't even doing a code. I was just sitting, hey, Linda, you're holding your breath. And I just casually asked myself the question, well, Linda, when did you learn to do that? And two specific times from my childhood came up. And it's been very breath-giving to be able to know, to sense when I feel safe and when I don't, because if I don't feel safe or if I feel stressed out, I hold my breath.
Mm.
So that's what I mean by asking yourself questions, loving, inquiring questions to just invite your spirit to help you get to the root of something.
Wait, to ask your spirit, and what was it you said?
What is the root of this? What is the cause of this that is so deep and so painful that it's the way I've lived and never been conscious of it?
Yeah. It's true. This has been going on. I mean, this kind of behavior where I feel I have to just take whatever the person gives to me verbally, usually, since childhood. This has been going on all my life. Where I'm the weaker one in the relationship. So there is stuff there, obviously, to work on.
Wow, there's a huge one.
Yeah.
Because it's not a relationship till it's equal.
Right,
it's an entanglement. So it's an entanglement. They have you tangled up. Entanglement.
Oh, entanglement, yeah, I got it now. Okay.
Wow, you have shared a mountain, Miss Pat.
Well, I have something to work on, that's for sure. Thank you.
Yeah, and I would encourage you to say, I have something to be with to heal. I've got some truth to be with that will set me free.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure the last thing you said. Did you say that's a truth statement to use?
What I'm saying is you have some truth to work with that will set you free. And when you listen to your words and you begin to notice the feelings that you have when you say these words, then you can begin to have truth that will set you free.
Okay.
Because decisions that you made at a young age are still controlling our behavior. And when we get the truth about them, if we can go through that and make a decision about the age we are now, that is what you call freedom.
Okay. I'm writing some of this down. All right, thanks. I have something to work with now. I also thought of it. I can do the code for relationship with others. You know those and healing codes too. He lists all the relationships you have with people. Your mother, your father, your all these people, and there's one with others. I can use that for friends.
Yeah.
You know, with these issues that we're mentioning.
Yeah.
I have a lot to work with now. Thanks.
You're welcome. Thank you. I appreciate
You're
it.
Welcome. All right.
If anything else comes up, let us know.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thanks. Well, Miss Kay, thank you for joining us. Well, I'm going to unmute her. I'm sorry. I didn't have you unmuted. You're unmuted now. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. I really want to talk to you personally after you're done, so I knew you'd be here this evening, and I wanted to catch you. So when you're done, would you just stay on the line for a moment and let me speak with you?
Sure, absolutely.
It's an internal administrative thing, not anything that has anything to do with teaching or coaching. So thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you. Anyone else have any comments, questions, sharing? *2 to raise your hand. Anyone? Eastern time is 9:19, and as always, I appreciate Pat's contributions to these calls and anyone else who speaks and join us. So always feel safe to come and speak and share, because this is truly how we make great contributions to ourselves and to others. Going once again, *2. Well, then we will close out tonight with gratitude and love and blessings to each and every one of you and to those who will listen in the future and for all the contributions and the many, many people who make these calls possible and for the people who will listen in the future. May they be blessed, healed, and love themselves so that they can give that away to others. If there's no other questions, we will say good night, God bless, be at peace.